ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Meseches Tamid is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
Rabbi, we are excited to inform you, our dear listeners, that at the upcoming Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas, which will take place in Lake Terrace in Lakewood, New Jersey on December 15th, we will proudly honor the dedicated Talmidei Chachamim who have been instrumental in spreading Shas Illuminated to every corner of the Torah world. We will be honoring as guest of honor and the Amud HaTorah Award, Rav Aaron Sorsher Shlita. In addition, we will be honoring all of the other Shas Illuminated Magidei Shir with the Harbotzes Torah Award. Many of the Magidei Shir will be gracing us with their presence at the Siyum HaShas. To place an ad in the journal in their honor, or to register for the Siyum, please go to shasilluminated.org/Siyum, that is shasilluminated.org/Siyum, or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427. We look forward to sharing the Simcha of Kavod HaTorah together with you.
Masechta Tamid, Daf Lamed Gimel. The Mishnah says in the beginning of the sixth Perek that the person, the Kohen, was Zoicha in the Dishon HaMenorah to clean out the Menorah in the morning. If he came in and he found the Shtei Neiros Ma'arovim Doilkim, that the two Neiros at the far west of the Menorah were still lit. So Medashein as HaMizrachi, Umeiniach as HaMa'arovi Doilek. He would clean out the Neir that to the Mizrach, and the far Myra of Neir, which was at the far western edge of the Menorah, that one he would leave Doilek. That was the Neir Tamid, Shemenu HaMadlik as HaMenorah Bein HaRabayim, that from that Neir Tamid in the far west, he would light all the Neiros of the Menorah in the afternoon. Now, some of the Rishonim over here are created as Mizrachim, and we discussed this at considerable length a few days ago at the end of the third Perek. We mentioned at the time that the Shitas HaRambam is to read our Mishnah according to the text that we have, Shtei Neiros Ma'arovim Doikam, and that's where the Rambam, in contrast to Rashi, Rashi holds that the Neir Ma'arovi was the second from the east, because Rashi had the Shtei Neiros Mizrochim Girsa, so the second from the east is the Neir Tamid. The Rambam's opinion, according to the text that we have in the Mishnah, is that the Neir Ma'arovi is on the far west. You have the Shtei Neiros Ma'arovim, you clean the Neir to the Mizrach of the far west, and the Neir in the far west, you'll leave Doilek. We discussed it already a considerable length at the time. I promised at the time that we would come back here to discuss one or two nekudos that are left in the Shittas HaRambam. Now, as we mentioned briefly at the time, the Shittas HaRambam, in contrast to that of Kama Rishonim, is that the Rambam held that in the morning, when it says that there's a din of Hatovas HaMenorah, the Pasuk says, Baboiker, Baboiker, Behetivoy Es HaNeiros Yaktirena, Behetivoy Es HaNeiros, there's a din to be made to the Neiros, and most Rishonim understand this to mean to clean out the Neiros of the Menorah in order to have them ready when it comes nightfall to light them. Comes the Bein Harbayim, the Erev, to light them. The Rambam, however, disagrees with all that, and Rambam's Mavur in the Yad, in Perek Gimel Hochas Midah Musafim, that the Hatovas HaMenorah in the morning would include the actual lighting of the Menorah, and the Rambam held that the Neiros are actually lit Shtendig all day as well as all night. And the Rambam makes this clear, the Rambam says there, Hadlokas HaMenorah Hi Hatovosam, and the Rambam says actually that part of the part and parcel of the Hatov of the Menorah is to actually light it. Hadlokas HaNeirois Hi Hatovosam. So this is one Nekuza in the Shittas HaRambam. Numerous Rishonim vehemently dispute the Rambam on this. We mentioned at the time in the third Perek that the Shuvas HaRajba disagrees with the Rambam. The Bar Tanura actually disagrees with the Rambam at the end of the third Perek, and he writes that the Rambam Shita is that you would light the Neiros in the morning, and part of the Hatovas HaNeiros that take place in the morning was to light them. And the Bar Tanura says about the Shitas HaRambam that it is Plionis Govo Be'einai V'loi Shemati V'loi Ro'isi Le'echod Me'raboisai She'soiver Kein. It's a Plionis Govo. It's an incredibly astonishing thing that the Rambam should hold this way. I did not hear or see any of my rebbeim, says the Bar Tanura, that should hold this way. And Geveintloch, the Shita of Kama Rishonim is not like the Rambam, and they hold that in the morning you only clean out the Neiros. Rambam's opinion is that in the morning you actually light the Neiros, and the Bichroinim bring down a number of sugyas that, in their opinion, the Rambam took out of there, that there's a concept of actually lighting the Neiros from there in the morning. Another Nakuda that we mentioned in the end of the third Perek is that Reb Chaim Brisker and the Bris Kerov likewise, a medayek from the Lashonis HaRambam in the Yad, that there is no active mitzvah of hadlokas, maisa hadlokas ha-menorah, but rather the mitzvah is that the neiros should be delukim. And in the opinion of the Rambam, any time the Kohen would come in and he would find the neiros and the menorah that they're still lit, he would have no mitzvah to do an act of extinguishing them and relighting them, not in the morning, not in the afternoon, bein ha-abayim, because the whole mitzvah is that the neiros and menorah should be doluk. And this is meduyek in the Lashonis HaRambam in the Yad, where the Rambam appears to indicate standing that you never really have a concept of extinguishing menorahs ever. To relight is just to ensure that they are constantly lit. It's interesting to note that Ad Kedei Kach, that there's actually a number of contemporaries for him that discuss an interaction that took place between the Reb Chaim and the Ger Rebbe, the author of the Imri Emes, and they met one another and they discussed a kasha which appears to have been asked by the Imri Emes. There's different versions which one asked the kasha, but the kasha is that in the Midrash Tanchuma in Parashas Tetzaveh, very remarkable statement in Midrash Tanchuma. It says over there, Reb Chanina Bas Chana Kohenim said, "Anil Yisi Meshamish the Beis Hamikdash." He says, "I personally was Meshamish in the Beis Hamikdash, and Maisa Nisim Hoya B'Menorah, that there was a terrible, tremendous Nisim miracles in the Menorah. Mishalim Adlikin Oisa B'Rosh Hashanah Lohya Meskava Ad Shana Ha'Acheres." And the Midrash continues along these lines, and it says over there in the Midrash Tanchuma and Tetzaveh that they would light the Menorah Rosh Hashanah; it would not go out until the next year Rosh Hashanah. Maisa Nisim. Apparently, by the way, not just in Yatomid, the Yatomid had a specialness, but this it seems to be that when the Yidden were on the Madrega, that there was an S that took place, Nisim took place, they would light them, and nothing went out for a whole year long from Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah. And the question was raised between the Imri Emes, Reb Chaim, that Nis appears to take away from the Yidden the ability to Mekayim the mitzvah of Adlok HaSam Neir. There's a mitzvah in Madlok the Neir. What is the point of a Nais and Nisim? You should be lighting the Neir every day, Bein Harabayim, according to Rambam, twice in the morning as well. And what are you going to, how are you going to have a nace like that in the Midrash Tanchuma, which takes away the ability to perform the mitzvah of the Lokas HaMenei? This was the kasha. So in this, it's brought down that Reb Chaim gave one answer to this question, and the MS gave a different question. Reb Chaim's answer was that Reb Chaim said that this fits very well according to his shitta, that he's Medayek and the Rambam, that it was not in fact any mitzvah to have a maisa, an activity of Hadlokas HaMenei. The mitzvah is simply to ensure that they're dolok, that they are lit. And over here, if they are lit and they remain lit throughout the whole year as a result of a nace, that too is a sufficient fulfillment, the kiyum of the mitzvah. Nothing is missing in that mitzvah just because you're lacking, that you didn't have the activity of lighting every day or twice a day. It's not a problem. And the Fakir, the Reb Chaim understood that this Midrash Tanchuma fits very well and perhaps supports his shitta, his medayik, and the Lashonis HaRambam. The Imri Emes offered a different answer to this question. The Imri Emes has brought down in different Svarim that the Imri Emes answered the question by saying that we find in the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, in Masechta Beis, the Gemara says in Peichov Beis, that HaMoisef Shem Elaneir Chai of Mishum Mavir. In other words, that even somebody, you have a lit Neir and you add a little bit Shemen, a little bit fuel, Shemen to the Neir, and that's going to cause, in other words, that the lit Shemen is going to burn as well, burn longer as a result, and that is a Chiyuv on Shabbos of Melechas, Shabbos of Havorah. So MS tainted that they were moistened a little bit shemen into the menorah every day, and that was the fulfillment day by day, each day, of the mitzvah of hadlokas menorah by being moistened shemen. That's the MS's teretz. I just would comment on that, by the way, that this is based upon an assumption which perhaps ought to be substantiated, because just because we find in Hilchas Shabbos and Melech Shabbos that there's a melocha, the melocha of ma'avir includes the moistened shemen, it's not necessarily extrapolable from there that it can take out that who if there is a mitzvah of hadlokas hamneir, as the Imri Emes assumed evidently, unlike Reb Chaim, that the mitzvah of hadlokas hamneir is a maisa hadlokah, I got to do the maisa hadlokah every day, activity of hadlokah, and if so, who says he can fulfill the activity of hadlokah just in maisa shem and shebeneir? It's particularly so given the fact that we find by Shabbos that there are ovis and toildois, and all the ovis have toildois, and anything which is conceptually similar to the av is a chi of malocha as well, which is something which is found by Hilchas Shabbos, but of course you wouldn't extrapolate from there to other places over here. If there's a mitzvah of a ma'isa adlaka, they got to do the ma'isa adlaka and not just do something which is conceptually similar to adlaka and as a chi of chatas on Shabbos. So this is a question one could ask about the Imri Emes. But Al-Koponim is noteworthy the way that Reb Chaim understood, and he understood the Medrash Tanchuma Kipshuta, he didn't have the ma'isa of Shemin or nothing. It sufficed that the mitzvah remained dolok as a result of your adlaka you did before by Rosh Hashanah time, and that's a perfect fulfillment of the mitzvah, and this is the shita of Reb Chaim Prisker. Now, the Brisker Rav in the stencil has a shtickle in which he firmly supports the view of his father, Reb Chaim, that the whole mitzvah is for the Neir Samaner to be Dolok, and he goes at this meduyik like this in the Shittas HaRambam throughout, but the Brisker Rav acknowledges that there is a problem from our Mishnah for which the Brisker Rav has no answer. It's actually a big problem, and we don't really know how to resolve it. As we mentioned before, the Mishnah says that the person was zoich in the Dishan Menorah, if he went, he had found the Shnei Neiris Marovim, toilk him, so he cleaned out, you know, they're both lit, and yet he cleaned out the one that was not in the Neir Tomid, the not the Neir Marovim, he's Medashein Es HaMizrochi, he would definitely clean it out, he would relight it, and then he may niach Es HaMarovi toilk, he would leave the Meir of one toilk. This is a line of the Mishnah, which is unknown how Reb Chaim Brisker is going to explain it, because this line says that even though you found the Neir Mizroch was lit, you would evidently clean it out, and you would clean it. You would extinguish it and clean it out, and then you would relight. Whereas according to the Reb Chaim's, the Yukum and the Rambam, this is totally unnecessary, and you don't do this. You don't clean it out. You just leave it lit. And the Brisker Rav acknowledges that he does not have an answer to how to answer up this question from our Mishnah on the Rambam. Now it happens to be that Reb Chazoin Ish in Masechta Menachos has a piece on the Shittas HaRambam, and the Chazoin Ish, unlike the way Reb Chaim and the Brisker Rav read the Rambam, Chazoin Ish explicitly writes over there that we have a distinction, he says, the way he understood the Rambam, between the other Neirot and the Neir Marovi, and the Chazon Ish says that the Neir Marovi, if you found in the morning that it was lit, you would not extinguish it, because that's the concept of a Tomid, Neir Tomid, that it should be Dolog Tomid on a continuous basis, and therefore that idea of Tomid would override this notion of extinguishing it and relighting it. Masha Ein Kein, says the Chazon Ish, the other Neiros, if you would find that they're still burning in the morning, you extinguish them, you clean them out, and you relight them, because those, says the Chazon Ish, have actually a din to do a Maisa Lok on them, and he says all that in the Das HaRambam. Now, it happens to be the contemporary Sforim point that the Chazon Ish does them very well with what it says right here in the Mishnah. The Rambam in his commentary the Mishnah over here repeats and enlarges on a little bit of what says here in the Mishnah, that it does fit the Pesach Mishnah, the Rambam, the Mishnah over here. They do indicate that there's this notion of extinguishing the Neiros, other than the Neir Tomid. You come in the morning, you find the lit, you extinguish. However, although the Chazon Ish is solidly based on what you have here in the Mishnah, and the Rambam and the Pesach Mishnah here reiterates it, to fit it into the Lashon of the Yad is very difficult, which is why, of course, the Brisker Rav and Rechaim didn't read that way. And in the Yad, it just doesn't appear to be so. In the Yad, the Rambam really does appear to be meduyik, that you never extinguish. And the only time when you would light, do an activity of lighting is when you were found coming and you would counter it, you found it already extinguished. Now, I saw in the Sefer Minchas Osher from Osher Weiss Schlitte that he wants to suggest that perhaps we can make a distinction between the morning Hatovas Hadeiros in the Das HaRambam and the Bener Abayim, the Kahadlokas Hadeiros. He suggests that we could accept what the Reb Chaim says and get to the Hatovas Hadeiros of the morning, that only if you would find it extinguished, then you would light. If you find it's lit, you wouldn't extinguish and relight, you just leave it lit. Which is the din of Me'erev HaDboiker. So there, that has a din of a Maisa HaDloka, he suggests, on the Reb Chaim, and that in fact, even if you would find that these are extinguished, that they're lit, you extinguish and relight, he suggests that maybe the language of the Sefer HaMitzvot, so the Rambam, is perhaps a Meduyik that way. The Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvot, Yestavu HaKohanim LeHadlik. Hanero is Tamid Lifnei Hashem. Lehadlik Hanero is Tamid. In other words, to do an act of Hadlok. Lehadlik Hanero is Tamid. And therefore, Reb Osher Weiss suggests that the actual din of a Maisa Hadlok, even if it found it lit, and that would be specific, Zok there to the evening Hadlok. Mashenk in the morning Hadlok, he's going, you're going to leave it lit if it is already lit. So that's his suggestion. The Maisa, even if you go with it, it doesn't answer the question from our Mishnah, because the Mishnah is talking about the morning, and it still says that you extinguish the Neir Mizrochi and relight. So this Mahalot doesn't solve the problem in our Mishnah. I would add, though, that actually, the language of Sefer HaMitzvahs, it seems to me, is not really lend itself to this notion that Reb Osher Weiss suggests of a distinction between the morning and the afternoon, because the Rambam, right away in the next sentence, says on that, like we said, Nistavu Akeinim Lahadlik Neiris Lifnei Hashem, and then right away on that, the Rambam says, V'hu Omro Yisborach Shemoi Ya'aroich Oysoi Aronu Vonov, which that's the language of Apostle, Ya'aroich Oysoi Aronu Vonov Ve'er V'beika Lifnei Hashem, V'zoisi Mitzvahs HaTovas HaNeiris. That's the very next sentence of Rambam, that is the mitzvah of Atovas HaNeiros. So Rambam very clearly appears to conflate and to put together the two psukim, one of which is the Yaroch, to arrange the Neiros, that's the evening posik, Yaroch Oysa, etc., Me'erev HaBoika Lefnei Hashem, and the mitzvah of Atovas HaNeiros is a reference to the morning in the posik, Ba'poika, Ba'poika, Ve'tiva HaNeiros. The Rambam puts them two together. So, Takerit, it appears to be that if we accept the Urias of the Yukim, that the Reb Chaim says that the mitzvah, that's it, then Tova does not have a notion of extinguishing or relighting just to leave it lit. And by the way, the Lashon HaTova allows for that. HaTova simply means to make it, to be mativ it, to make it more toiv. In other words, that if it's perhaps a dim flame, so you would adjust it, perhaps, and you would clean it to make it flame better, arrange it better so that the flame would be more bright. That's HaTova. It doesn't necessarily have this notion of extinguishing or relighting. And if that's true about the Boike, it would have to be true about Pashtas, about the Erev as well, and that's around contrary to Osher Weiss, because the Rambam appears to conflate the Psukim and the language of the Torah, the Yaroi Choysa, which it says about the Erev, and the Hatova, Boike Boike Vehitivoi, which it says in the Boiker. In Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah speaks about the person, the Kohen, was being mocked to the Ketoires. That's every morning, you would be mocked to the Ketoires in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mizbeach HaZov. And it says a language over that he takes the Ketoires in Bechof Nov, in his cupped handfuls, and he would hischil miradeid v'yoytse. Miradeid v'yoytse, like the Rosh says, so he scatters it thinly and gently, starting from the more westward area of Mizbeach and going, drawing back toward himself. So he spreads it thinly, that's called miradeid, and then v'yoytse. Then afterwards, subsequently, he leaves the Beis HaMikdash. That the Pharisee Yisrael on this Esakasha, the Pharisee Yisrael says, the Mashmois is that right after he finishes the act of being Berade, the Torah, putting the Torah thinly on the Mizbeach, on the Kecholim, he right away leaves, and the Kasha is, according to the Pharisee Yisrael, that we find, then he gets to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he also offers Keteris, over there the Keteris, Lefnai V'Lefnim, a special Keteris on Yom Kippur, and it says over there that the Kohen Gadol would wait, Ad Shi Yismale Kol HaBayas Oshon, so he waits until the whole room is filled with smoke, and only then it would leave. And the Tiferes Yisrael says that it appears to him that the same exact thing is true about the Keteris that was done daily. There's no reason at all to distinguish. It's a dochek to start doing the chalek between the Keteris of Pnim and the Keteris of the Hechom. They're the same thing. So the Chayyad is a din all year that you got to wait around. The Kohen is the Merad of the Keteris. You offer the Keteris and you got to wait until the Keteris smokes up and the room gets all smoky and it's Bali Habayas Oshan, and only then you could leave. If so, frek the Tiferes Yisrael, why does the Mishnah appear to indicate otherwise? Because it says Hischa Miradei V'yoytzei. They write apparently right away you finish the act of Miradei to spread the Keteris on the Mizbeach, and V'yoytzei immediately leave. It's very shver zok, the what's the lashon of Yoytzei, which appears to contradict with the din that we have in the sugya in Yuma, that you have to wait ad shi yismalei kol habayis oshan. The Pharisee was all right, said he wasn't, if he was not afraid to do so, he would suggest a new pshat in these words, Hischa Miradei V'yoytzei. This pshat is against the Rosh that we just mentioned, and it's against some other Rishayim, but in the Tiferes Yaakov, right there in the Mishnayos, he brings on this Tiferes Yisrael, he says this pshat is actually found in the Peirush HaRaavad in the Masechta Tomit, so it's in one of the Rishayim, and the Raavad learns, and the Tiferes Yisrael suggests this thing, that the Lashon Hischa Miradei V'yoytzei does not go on the placement of the Keteres, rather it goes on the person who is spreading the Gecholim, that's the coals, the glowing coals, across the top of the Mizbeach, you got to spread the coals across the top of the Mizbeach, and they put the Keteres on them, so the person spreading the coals, he spreads them, and he's Yoytzei, he right away leaves. But then a Chanami, the individual who's going to place the Keteres on the coals, Hitaka won't be able to leave right away. That's the first sole suggestion, because of the fact that he has to wait. Ad Shi Yismalei Kol HaBayis Oshan. The Sefer Yoreh Nesivo is over here. Points out that this assumption of the Pharisee Yisrael, which he assumes has a given, which is that the sugya in Yuma that speaks about Keteris Lefnai V'Lefnim and Yom Kippur, that you got to wait till the bias, the Keteris Lefnim gets filled with Oshan. So the Pharisee Yisrael says it's got to be the same the rest of the year. Why should it be different? This assumption, he says, is actually totally contradicted by the Brisker Rav in the Sefer Brisker Rav and Rambam and the Mechtovim at the end of the Sefer, where he actually, in a letter there, he indicates that he believes exactly the opposite is so. He doesn't make the Yisrael, but he's writing to his correspondent who wrote to him, who felt that they were the same din, and he brings, the Brisker Rav brings the name of B'simcha Zelig, the Brisker Dayan, that the B'simcha Zelig understood B'pshitas Lehepach, and the Brisker Rav endorses this view of B'simcha Zelig. B'simcha Zelig tainted that the reason why you have to wait in a kippel of Fnai V'lefnim until the Bayat and the Smali Oshon, because the language of the Pasuk in Achrimoy says, V'chisa Anana Keteres as a Kapoiris, is a special din of V'chisa Anana Keteres as a Kapoiris. In other words, that actually your mitzvah, that's what Simcha Zelig said, your mitzvah as a makdir akteris in Lefnai V'Lefnim is not completed just by virtue of having placed the akteris on the coals Lefnai V'Lefnim, but rather it's necessary to have an additional step, which is v'chis anan akteris as a kapiris. In other words, that the onan is a cloud of smoke from the akteris, and it covers up the kapiris, it covers the area, only then is your mitzvah fulfilled, and that's the reason why, that's why you wait until your mitzvah is done, which is not done until you have the mismali habayas, only then you leave. Masha inking the rest of the year, where you don't have any special pasuk of a chis on anakteris, so there the mitzvah is simply makta the teris. So you do the way the talk teris ateris is, you spread the kol teris over the kol, and it's kerov tain is that there's no shum din the rest of the year to wait around until the Torah said the osham of the Torah, the smoke of the Torah filled the room. Mela, consequently, the Nesivus points out that according to him, the Mishnah is good kipshutoi, and the opinion of the Rosh and most Rishonim is good that over here you spread the Torah and you leave right away. They learn rather the Yoytzei to go on the Torah Akteris, and no tzushtel, no comparison to the din that we find on Yom Kippur. Another dion that we have over here, this is Reb Chaim Brisker in the Chedushim HaRambam. Reb Chaim Brisker clears a shayla, a yosoidistic shayla, and he still assume a passable tzustel from the Mishnah here. Reb Chaim clears like this. He says, you know, geveintluch, generally speaking, we usually find by most avoidos that they have to be done by Yemin, with the right hand and the possible smoil, the possible with the left hand. The Gemara tells us that when it came to the Holochas Akteris on Yom Kippur, that the Ken Gadol carries the Akteris into Lefnai V'Lefnim, into the Kodesh Kachim, he does that with his left hand because he was carrying the glowing coals of the right hand, and that's a more difficult job. He carries them in the right, and therefore there was a special thing that the halachas akteris, the carrying the akteris, that was done in his left hand as he walked into the Lefnai V'Lefnim. Reb Chaim clears, is this heter that we have that you could do the avoidah of halacha? Now you know that kabbonis have avoidah of halacha, dam is then of halacha, being boiled of dam, taking it to Nizmeh, so there's halachas akteris, and this is something which was mutter to the Kohen Gadol to do in Kippur with the smoil with the left hand. The Chaim says, is that a het especially in Kippur, but the rest of the year you have to dafka use the right hand, or do you say that it's a klaliistic het which applies not just in Kippur, but a whole year long? And Reb Chaim says that he would suggest that you could bring a raya to this shayla from our Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah says that the person is miradei the Torah, which Reb Chaim understood, like most Rishonim understand, the Rosh and the others, that they understood it to go on the placing of the ketores, spreading the Torah thinly over the coals. And do you mirad the dictaris, and what hand do you use? Well, the mission indicates that it was in your cupped hands, Maloy Chofnov, so it was in your right hand and your left hand, both. He was doing it both of them together. So, if so, says Reb Chaim, it appears that this act is being done also with the left hand. And Reb Chaim points out that Lechoira is a subtle nakuda that Reb Chaim gets into, that he says that this act of sort of speak, moving the teres along the breadth of the depth of the mizbeach with your hands, that's part of an action of halacha. Reb Chaim points out that we have a sugya called halacha shalom regel shmo halacha, that being moilach, carrying various korban entities, even without moving your feet, is still called a halacha. Halacha is called halacha shalom regel, according to one man de omer. And if you go like that man de omer, this person, this kain, is being moilach the teres across the surface, above the surface of the top of the mizbeach, that's called halacha, and being done partly with the left hand. So you see that Reb Chaim did all year long as well, there was an avoidus halacha, and it was done with the left hand. It wasn't just in Kippur. Apparently, halacha takteris is kosher in general, not just in Kippur, but even all year long with the left hand as well. Reb Chaim, though, asked Akasha, based on that, as the Gemara Menachos Daf Chof Hei talks about the psul of smoil, the disqualification of doing various avoidus with the left hand, and the Gemara says we find about the psul smoil that it's hotu b'klaloi b'yom kippurim. In other words, it's something which has an exception, which makes it a little bit not so stringent, it's not as chomor, because we find a hotu b'klaloi, we find the permission to have an exception to that disqualification of smoil. We find it in Kippur, and that's when the Kohen Gadol takes the Torah into the Fnai V'Lefnim, and he's holding the Torah with his left hand. So you see we're Matt here doing a halacha with a smoil. So a smoil, the psul of doing with the left hand is hotam aklala b'mikipurim. Fetab Chaim, why does it say hotam aklala b'mikipurim? The truth is, it's hotam aklala the whole year long as well. In fact, it seems from our Mishnah, and particularly if you hold that halacha shalav regel is shmo halacha, so then the person is with his cupped hands, right in left hand, he's spreading the Torah, moving it along the top of the surface of the Bech, and apparently that's being done with the left as well, so it's Hotam HaKlali all year. Why does the Gemara say Aloshin, Menachas Chof Hei, that the avoid of Torah is Hotam HaKlali, then it's Purim? That's Reb Chaim's Kasha, and based on that, Reb Chaim comes up with a Chiddush. Reb Chaim suggests that although on Yom Kippur it's 100% true that there is a mitzvah called Halachas HaKtoris, which is to take the Torah into Lefnai V'Lefnim, however, the rest of the year, there is no such mitzvah or avoid Moed of Halacha Chateres, it's just a means of transport. The Chateres has to be in there. You have to place the Chateres in the right spot. So the Halacha, you have to transport it. That's the only way to get it to the spot where it needs to be. Reb Chaim explains the Pasuk in Achrei Moed as a God to Yom Kippurim says, Vehevi mi Beis Laparoicha. So we have an explicit Pasuk about the Chateres, a Pasuk that says Vehevi, that you're going to bring it in there. So therefore, the act of Hevi, which is the act of Halacha, bringing the Chateres into the Snaiv Lefnim, the Beis Laparoicha, that itself is in the Pasuk, it's indicated, is brought down as a mitzvah in the Torah of a Hevi. So therefore, there's an avoid of Elohas HaKteris in Kippur. Mashenk, in the rest of the year, where the Pasuk doesn't use any Lashon of a Hevi, so therefore, the rest of the year, there's no special avoid of Halacha. That's why the Gemara in Menachos doesn't speak about Halacha being Hutta B'Klaloi, a bit to do with the left hand the rest of the year, because it's not even called a Halacha at all. It's just a transportation, and it's just a means to an end, and there's no such activity of Halacha that's given any distinction by the Torah. Mashenk, and Afghan Kippur with this avoid of Halacha Sakteris, and still we allow you to do it with the left. That's the Hutta Meklala of Yom Kippur. And this is Reb Chaim Shtickel. The Chazon Ish has a somewhat of a different take, and the Chazon Ish begins by also addressing our Mishnah, where it says that you meradeh the Ketores, which according to most means you're spreading the Ketores along the top of the Berg. The Chazon Ish asks, not from Halacha, but from Haktorah. The Chazon Ish says that normally we find the Haktorah of various Karbonos has to be done with the right hand and not with the left hand, and yet over here, using both hands, the cupped hands, and the part, the left is a part of the process, and you're doing the Haktorah of the Ketores, you're offering the Torahs on the coals, in the Beber Hapnimi, you're doing that with your left hand. How is Haktoras permitted to be done with smoil? Kosher with smoil with the left hand. That's the question that the Chazon Ish raises, and the Chazon Ish says on that the following. He says that he believes that you could take out of this question that the general process of all avoidas Haktoras, that in general doing avoidah on the Haktoras does not have the severity, the chomer or the chashivas to passel them with smoil, and the daily Haktoras, you could do any activity, including the Haktorah, even the offering of the fire itself, you done with smoil with the left hand, it's not a problem. The Chazon Ish says, if that's the case, then why is it that in Masechta Menachos we have that we say it's, that smoilers Hutta Meklaloi B'Yom Kippurim, like we said over the Gemara, that there's a special kula, a special chiddush that we allow the halacha of the Ketores to be done besmoil with the left hand in Kippur. Ketores altogether doesn't have choshev, it doesn't have chashivas, it doesn't have these dinim of psul smoil. So then, that the Chazon Ish, a chiddush of his own that he suggests that although Ketores the whole year long does not have the chashivas to be possible smoil. On the Kippur specifically, the Torah of Snaiv Lefnim is different because Zokter, the Halacha, the Gemara says in Masechta Yuma that Taktaris of Snaiv Lefnim is Ma'akev the Parva Soyer. In other words, first you have to Dafka first. You have to bring and be Makta the Torah inside the Kodesh Kochim, and only thereafter, only after that, you'll be able to bring the Dam Par and the Dam Soyer, Lefnaiv Lefnim, and do the Zrikas on the Dam Par and Dam Soyer. So therefore, says the Chazon Ish, Taktaris of the Kodesh Kochim in Kippur is called an Avoida Hama'akeves Kapora. That's what it's called, an avoda that the kapara, the atonement of Kippur, is going to be contingent on it. You have to dafka do the haktoras haktoris and to bring the avoda haktoris, and only after can you do the dam of the dam paradam sir. So that's why Zot Chazon Ish, the avoda of the teres in Kippur, has a chashivas, and that's why it has to be a special chiddush, a special thing, a new idea that we say that the halacha of the teres to the kodesh kodeshim in Kippur is a special chiddush that is kosher b'smoil, and the Gemara says that halacha is hutam ekloloi because of the kosher b'smoil. Today the Chazon Ish is taking. He understands in general the avodas haktoras in Kippur, l'snayv lefnim, is fundamentally different from the avodas haktoras all year, because the avodas in Kippur is avodas hama'akeves kapora. In Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah speaks of the various distinctions between the ways that the duchening, the Nesias Kapayim, Berchas Kohenim, was done in the base of Mikdash by the Kohenim, and the way that it's done Begvulim in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the rest of the world. The Mishnah identifies various differences. The most fundamental distinction is that the duchening, the base of Mikdash, is done B'Shem HaMafoyerash, whereas in the Medina, everywhere else, they would do the duchening, and B'Shem Hashem was mentioned B'Kinoi, that's the Shem Adnus that we always speak of. Mashen came the Doch on the base of Mikdash, they would say the explicit name of Hashem, that's the pronunciation of the letters Yudke Vovke. This is based upon Sifri that Rashi actually quotes in Chumash and Parashas Nosai. Sifri says the Shav Somo Shmiel B'nei Yisroel, that's the end of the parish of the Dochening, Somo Shmiel B'nei Yisroel, Vani Avorchem. So the Sifri says Somo Shmi B'Shem Beforish. And there's a drasha there that it applies Dafka in the Mikdash, so that Dafka in the Mikdash we have a din to be Somo Shmi. In other words, it's a special name of Hashem, the Shem Beforish is emplaced upon Klal Yisroel in the base. So Mikdash is the Kohen use it to mevorech the people. Reb Yochanan Bishul Perla in the Chibur on Mitzvot in Esen Kufnun Hei brings down a kasha in the Das HaBahag. You know that there's different Moini HaMitzvot. We shown in the counted of Min of the Tarek Mitzvot. The Bahag is one of the earliest of the Moini HaMitzvot, and the Bahag counts the Bracha, the Mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim twice. In one place, the Bahag counts the Mitzvah of Birchas Koyanim. In one place, he counts the Mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim, which is the same thing. It's you left stretch at your hands and you before the people. So it's a big kasha. Ruchon Pesha Perla brings down what is a pshat in this Bahag that he counts the different mitzvahs of Nesias Kapayim. So Ruchon Fischel brings down that there was a sefer, he doesn't identify, that the sefer wanted to say a poshat ateret for the Bahag, that he wanted to say that the Bahag rechon two different mitzvahs of Nesias Kapayim, one of the Mikdash and one of the Medina, because they after all are done very differently. In the base of Mikdash, the Duchening is done with the Shem of Feirosh, and Medina it's not. So therefore, this sefer understood that according to the Bahag, the two separate mitzvahs in the Tayyag. Rabbi Yochanan Fischel forcefully rejects this answer, and he says it cannot be. Rabbi Yochanan Fischel says that just because you have proteistic distinctions, individual distinctions in the detail between the Duchening, the base of Mikdash, and the Medina, Shridash, and the Pasik, and the base of Mikdash, you have the Duchening, Shem of Feirosh. So what, Rabbi Yochanan Fischel? The fact is, you look in the Torah, it's one mitzvah, and no matter what different details you have, that ought not to be a justification to count that as two separate mitzvahs, and he rejects this mahalach of this sefer. So I was thinking mahalach over here, which I actually saw that in the Oitzer Yunim, that's the Oitzer Yunim is in the back of the Masifta Gemoras, so they go Bar Hachova on various Nekudais. In the Oitzer Yunim, they actually say the same thing more Bar Hachova. I'll discuss what they say over there. But let me first bring out one or two points, the way I was putting it, which they don't really necessarily get into as much. First of all, the whole assumption of Yerucham Fischel that this is one mitzvah in the Torah, it seems to me, is really not a given if you just read the Pasuk in the Chumash. I think, forget about Droshes and Dina, the Chazal tell us. In the Chumash, it's not a given, I think. If you look in Pashas Nosoi, it's perfectly arguable that it's not two mitzvahs over there. One mitzvah is Koisavorch, Hasmene Yisrael, Omelohem, Yerech Hashem, Vishmerecho, etc. That's Koisavorchu, and there's a mitzvah to Mavar Chlai Yisrael by saying the Psuk, Yerech Hashem, Vishmerecho, Vacholo, Vacholo. Then you have the last Pasuk, which happens to be separated by a Parsha. There's a Parsha Stuma there, and, after that Parsha Stuma, it says, which arguably is Mamish two separate Sivuyim in the Torah. The two separate Mamish, one Pasuk says, Koisavorcho, Ethnei Yisrael, Lomelahim, Yerecho, etc. And they have a separate Sivuy, a separate Parsha in the Torah, Vesamu Hashmi. And the Samu Hashmi, Chazal say in the Sifri, Rashi brings in a Chumash, that's Beshem Mefirish. So arguably, there's Mamish two different halachas. One is the Mevorach Klal Yisrael, and it's an independent mitzvah where it's Negea, which is in the base of Mikdash, of a Samu Hashmi to place the Shem Mefirish on Klal Yisrael in part of the context, in the context of a bro. And arguably, the mamish are two mitzvahs, contrary to Yerucham Fischel's hachlota that he's machlit with the absoluteness, that it's only one mitzvah. The other thing is, and this is something which is discussed also by the Oitzer Yunim, we'll talk what they say, but let me just make put it in my own words just for a moment over here. If you look immediately afterwards, after this, in the next shtickl, Yerucham Fischel Perlo, he says like this. He asks a big kasha on Ibsad Yigoyin. Now, Ibsad Yigoyin wrote two different minyan hamitzvahs. They're both in the form of poems. One is called the Ashoras of Sadi Goin, the other the Minyan Mitzvah of Sadi Goin, and Yerucham Fischel says if you go through the Ashoras of Sadi Goin, you'll see that he does not count the Mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim at all. The Mitzvah of Duchening of Birchas Koyanim is Mamish not counted in the Taigag of Sadi Goin in the Ashoras. Now, why would that be? It's Mamish a very, very Shver Azach. So Yerucham Fischel is Meirich over there to argue that the Sadi Goin in the Ashoras learned that in fact there is no independent Mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim. Rather, the Mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim is a Chaylek of the Mitzvah of Avoidus HaKabonos, which is counted, Mitzvah to avoid the Kabonos, and in conjunction together with the HaKabonos, as part of the Seder of Avoidah, the Kohenim would do the Nesias Kapayim in the base of Mikdash. So, Yerucham Fischel suggests that that's shot in the Ibsad Yigoyin at the Ashoras, that's what he wants to learn, and the Ibsad Yigoyin understood that, in fact, Nesias Kapayim is not in the Mitzvah Farzich, it's not an independent Mitzvah, but rather it's a Mitzvah in the Mikdash to do together with the avoid of the Kabonis, you would do in the Nesias Kapayim as well. Now, are you going to taina, says the Yerucham Fischel, that, okay, that's negated to the Mikdash. But the fact is, the mitzvah, the Duchening is a mitzvah deraisa, even in the Gvolim, even out of the base of Mikdash. And it happens to be, the Mishnah says it's different, that you do with the Kinoi, with the Shem Adnus, rather than the Shem Beforish. But Kaponis, it definitely is a mitzvah to be Noisy Kapav in the Gvolim as well. That's certainly not part of the avoid, so why didn't you count that as part of the Tayag? So he says of it, here, Yerucham Fishel says that it's not a given in his opinion that Rav Sadia Goin had to be maskim that the din of Nesias Kepayim Begvulim is a deraisa at all. It might be only a mitzvah derabonah. And he actually discusses, and this is a riuchos in the Keren Oira, Mesech the Soita Daf Lamed Ches, the Keren Oira mamash closes for a shayla. At the beginning of the shtickle there, the Keren Oira suggests Nirik Tzas, he says, that you could suggest Nirik Tzas that the whole mitzvah deraisa of Nesias Kepayim is only in the Bingtosh, and that's the Somosh Mi B'Shem Efayash, that's all. Give me the Kipchuta, you know. So that the Shem B'Fayrish is, that's the only on the Mikdash, and that's the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim. It's the Yerecho Hashem V'Yishmerecho with the Shem B'Fayrish. Outside of the Gvulim with not the Shem B'Fayrish, that's not the mitzvah. It's just that the Rabbanit Gahisov add on to the mitzvah that you'll be Mavorach the B'nei Yisrael B'Gvulim as well. The Keren Oira, although he suggests this, writes that he says this is really not correct. He says, first of all, the Rambam is very, very stark Matuyuk to say such a thing. In the Rambam, it's Vadai, Loinira Kain, the Rambam says in Huchas Tfil, a mitzvah say Lavorach Yisrael B'chol Yoim. There's no indication whatsoever in the Rambam that the mitzvah say the Raisa is only in the Mikdash. It seems the mitzvah say the Raisa is beklolos all over. He writes that the pashtus of the sugyas in the Bavli and Soita or Mashma in Anira that Birchot Kainim is the Raisa in the Gvulim also. And he says that if you go through the Yerushalmi, there's the Yerushalmi Masechta Nozir, that the Yerushalmi declares that Mao Koyin Mao Shiatame, when the Sias Kapayim, the Kshail over there is that maybe a Koyin ought to fulfill the mitzvah Sias Kapayim. What if he has to traverse some Mokhans as a Thomas Mace? Now, a Koyin as a Issa the Raisi, he's not going to become Tommy Mace, and yet the Yerushalmi has a Shail over there. Maybe you could say a Say the Chaloysa say, and maybe you could say that the Koyin could even become Tommy to the base in order to fulfill the mitzvah of the Sias Kapayim. Now, it's absolutely clear that this suffix of the Yerushalmi, says the Karenayah, that that's applicable to the Gvulim. I'm certainly not talking in the base of Mikdash that the Koyin is going to come Tommy Mace in the base of Mikdash. We're talking in the Gvulim, and yet you see that the Yerushalmi was assuming that it's a deraisa to the point that we have a tzad and a suffix to say that maybe we could even say the chaloisa say, which clearly apparently would be required that you have a say deraisa. So therefore, the Kerner comes out with the different rayas of his that in fact there is a deraisa in the gvulim after the base of Midrash as well. However, Bichon Fischel writes that if you examine carefully all these different smuchim and rayas of the Kerner, he says it's really not a given that Reb Sadia Goin has to agree with this. Granted, in other words, that the Rambam is taka very stark meduyik, and the Rambam appears to certainly hold that the mitzvah of Birchas Koyin and Nesias Kapayim is the Raisa and the Gvulim as well, not just the Mikdash, but Reb Sadia Goin could disagree. Reb Sadia Goin could hold that it's the Raisa only in the Mikdash, and he says in this that we found in the Yerushalmi that there's a half a minute to say a Seydei Choloisa say and to allow the Koyin to become Tomei Meis in order to Dochen, so that's not a tiny, he says, because he says if you look in the Noisa Kalim on that Yerushalmi, they learn anyway that the Yerushalmi is talking about a Tumas, the Tumas Meis, the Rabbonet. It's a particular scenario where it's a Tumas, the Rabbonet of Meis, the Achroinim, and the Yerushalmi, but they don't want to learn. They get into a pilpul. They don't want to learn that the Yerushalmi had an emes a half a minute to say a real say the chaloisa say to be doicha a true loisa say deraisa of a koin and tumas mes. So they learn anyway that it's talking about a tumas mes derabonim. So then what's the problem? You could argue that even if the mitzvah of brichas koinim is only derabonon and the gvulim afal pikein, we still have a half a minute to say a say derabonim doicha loisa say derabonim and doicha the particular derabonim scenario of tumas mes. So he comes out that there's no real raya, although the Rambam holds this way. There's no raya that Sadia Goin can't disagree. Sadia Goin could and does hold, in his opinion, that the mitzvah of duchening is only in the Mikdash, the Raisa only in the Mikdash, and the second point is, not only is it only in the Mikdash, but in the Mikdash Gufa, it's a chelak of the mitzvah avoida, it's a part and parcel of the avoida, and therefore not counted independently in the Tariyag. This is, in Rucham Fischel Shtickel Teir, he writes at the end that the fact is that he has to mask him that the Sadia Goin only held that way in the Ashoroi, said the Sadia Goin, where he leaves out the mitzvah of Birchas Koyanim, Masha'in Kain in the Minyan Mitzvah of Sadia Goin, which is an independent poem with the Minyan Mitzvahs, but there he actually does count in the Sias Kapayim, so there seems to be a steer on Sadia Goin on this point. But come on, that is, he says, the way Hishtikul Torah that explains the Shitta of the Sadia Goin in the Azhoris. So I don't want to point out, and this is what we'll talk a little from the Oitzer Yunim, that if you accept that in the Mikdash there is a special tsura of the mitzvah in the base of Mikdash and the Sias Kapayim, that it's part and parcel of the din of Avoida and part of the mitzvah of Avoida, so you really could argue, unlike the Rucham Fischel's comment on the Bahag, you could say that Bahag understood these are fundamentally different things. In the Gvulim, the Birchas Koyanim is a mitzvah farzich, independent mitzvah. Mashenka, the Beis HaMikdash, the din of the Samuel Shmi is a same befeirish, the independent halacha, which is fundamentally different in the conceptual level, because in the Mikdash, the din of the Samuel Shmi B'Shem Befeirish is going to be part and parcel of the mitzvah avoida, and it's something else. Now, with maybe it's not nichol mitzvah avoida, so Bahag counts it separately, it counts it as two separate mitzvahs in the minyan, but Ein Sheyiyah, it really would appear that the Bahag, you do have a mocking to say this in the Bahag, synagogue, and there's two concepts and two mitzvahs. I would add, though, Yerucham Fischel, al-Pidarka, I read through somewhat carefully, it seems that Yerucham Fischel understood that this notion that Birchas Kohanim is a din in Hilchas Avoda only works if you hold it only applies in the base of Mikdash. The moment that I'm going to find that there's a din deraisa of duchani outside the Mikdash, it slogs up the entire notion, even in the Mikdash, that it should be a din in Hilchas Avoda. That's his understanding. Masha'in came, that what others are suggesting, in other words, in the Das Bahag, is that the Bahag learnt up that in the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim itself, there's really two separate mitzvahs, like we said, two different surahs of mitzvah, and in the Mikdash, the mitzvah is a chelik of the din avoda. And in fact, to get back, this is what the Oitzer Yunim says over here, and the Oitzer Yunim writes that they actually found a Rogatchover in the Tzofnas Panech, where he says it's Mamish Beferish in his own, that he Rogatchover writes that he understood that there's Tzvei Bezunder Redinim, he's not getting into two mitzvahs in the Minyan, he says that there's two Bezunder Redinim, two surahs of mitzvah, in the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. One is in the Mikdash, where it's part and parcel of the din avoda. Masha'in Kain in the halacha of Sias Kapayim in the Medina, it's independent of avoda, it's a separate mitzvah, and the Rogatchover over there clears to make a nafka mina between them with regard to the din that a shasoy or a shikur, a person who drank wine to the point of intoxication, is not allowed to be noisy kapav, he's not allowed to dochen. So the Rogatchover points out that what you find in the sugyas and the Rishayim, he brings down that there's actually a nafka mina that you have between a shasoy that can't do avoda and a shasoy alias pal that he can't daven. The shasoy that he can't avoid, the Tosis brings down in Shabbos Daf Yud, that is even berevius. The Tosis says it's quite a small amount of wine, you drank berevius of wine, and that already has some effect on your intellectual capacities, and therefore is already that you can't do avoid having drunk or revius. Ma'ashenge by tefillah, the halacha is that a shasoy al yispal is only if he reaches the point of intoxication of actual shikrus, where it actually affects his ability to medaber properly, to speak properly in a dignified manner, so that you need an actual intoxication. So this is a distinction between halachas of shasoy. Zoktav ten derogachover, what about a shasoy that din that a shasoy a kohen who drank that he can't be noisei kapov? So he suggests, the derogachover suggests, that in the base of mikdash, the seers combined with the mikdash, the din halachas avoid, so over there the shear of shasoy that stops you from being noisy kapov is going to be revius like all hilchos avoda. Ma'ashein kein now to the base of mikdash, where it's not in hilchos avoda. So there we could pass the medame it to shasoy ayas palel that it depends upon having drunk to the point of intoxication that it affects your ability to speak in a dignified way, and that is an actual nafkamina the Rogatchover comes up with, which could be a nafkamina between the two different halachos of nesias kapayim. Upon this is what they point out in the Oitzer Yunim, that the Rogatchover clearly indicated that he understood this bazundari Soido is not much different halachos of Nesias Kapayim, and the one in the Mikdash is fundamentally dissimilar from the one in Medina, and the one in the Mikdash is the din in Hilchos Avoda. The Mishnah says later on in Mishnah Gimel that B'shas said that during the time when they would do the Nesachim, the pouring of the wine libations that accompanied the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, so together with the wine libation in Nesachim, you would have the Shtei Kohanim, there were two Kohanim who oimed in al Shulchan Hachalovim, they were standing on the table, the Shtei Chatzoyisrei beyond them that they held Chatzoyisrei trumpets in their hands, and talk of Eiri of a talk. So that's what every day these two Kohanim would blow the trumpets, the Chatzoyisrei Tkiyah Chua Tkiyah, every single day at the time of the Nesachim. Now, the Sefer HaChinuch brings down this Mishnah in Mitzvah Shin Pei Dalad. The Mitzvah Shin Pei Dalad is a Mitzvah of Tkiyas V'Hatzoyitzoyitz, Mikdash of Mochom. In other words, this Pesukim in Parshat Baloyitzcha about this, it says that there are various occasions when there's a mitzvah deraisa to blow the trumpets, to blow the chatzoyitzrois, you blow the mikdash and mochama, and the chinuch brings down over there that the mitzvah to blow the chatzoyitz and the mikdash is zokte b'chol yoyim. That's a mitzvah to blow chatzoyitz and the mikdash every single day, pahakriv kol korban, and when you makar the kobanus, etc. So the chinuch says that although the pasuk in Balo Yischa that bears this out, that supports this, the pasuk actually writes over the yoyim from chasam v'yadeichem v'roshi chatzeichem, v'skatna b'chatzoyitz v'loseichem, etc. So over there it's mash, and the pasuk says the Sefer HaChinuch that the mitzvah to blow to the chatzoyitzrois to accompany the kobonos is only yom tov chaschem moyadeichem rosh chodeshem, only on special occasions. It does not appear that this is applicable on the throughout the entire year, b'chol yom v'yom, and that's what it looks like. But zok the Sefer HaChinuch, in fact, that is not correct, and in reality, it's lav davka. Zok the b'chol yom who talk about mikdash b'chatzoyis al korban, then in fact, they would blow the chatzoyis of the base of mikdash and the korban every single day. Now, zok the first of all, before like that in Rosh Hashanah, he brings more Rosh Hashanah the chof test that brings this thing that they would blow b'chatzoyis every single day to accompany the korbanos. Then the Sefer HaChinuch says like this: that this mitzvah, the heiras mitzvah zuv is not habayis, b'koyanim. This mitzvah apply specifically to Kayanim, Shalayan Mitzvah Koya Bahatsaitzrais, that is specifically a mitzvah on the Kayanim to blow Hatsaitzrais, like it says in the Pussing of Malaytzcha, Ubnei Aaron, a Kayanim, Yisku Bahatsaitzrais. It's a Pussing about the Kayanim that they blow the Hatsaitzrais. Zoktef dem de Chenech. Maybe you're going to tie that doesn't apply to the Hatsaitzrais on the Korban. Shema Toymar, maybe the Hatsaitzrais on the Korban was done by the Levium, the blowing of Hatsaitzrais and the trumpets on the Korban was done by Levium. Just like Levium have the whole mitzvah of Shira, saying they would blow the instruments in the Mikdash, so maybe so too, you'd only have Levium blowing the Chatzoytzis. Shema Tamil Hitoikim Hein Lakorban El Levium, because their Chatzoytzis are clay nigun, so they're clay sheer, and therefore perhaps you could argue that Levium are the ones who should be blowing them. Zachter Einoi Kain, that's not correct, says the Sefer Chinuch. Shebefeiru Shamru, it's explicit in Mesech Tomid in our Mishnah, that it says that the Shnei Koyanim Oinim Ashun Chalav Shnei Chatzoytzim Beyodim, Toko Eriu, etc. So this Bayer Zachter, they are Koyanim, Nasa Mitzvah Zu. That's first of all, that's one point you see from the Mishnah in Talmud, our Mishnah, that it was done by Kohenim. And secondly, you also see clearly Shei Mitzvah Tmidis Lohem, that it was B'chol Yoyim Hu Yotoyken, like you see in our Mishnah with the daily activities every single day, and it says that they were Kohenim, and it says the trumpets were blown every single day. The Chinuch Fir Zois, at the end, he says, Avo Re'isi Lo Rambam, even though everything that I said is clearly supported in Sugya Sagimora, I saw the Rambam says in Perikim Klei Mikdash, that the blowing of the Chatzoytres to accompany the Kabbonis was done by Mehamoyed Kulon, different Yom Tovim and Moyedim, over Rosh Chodashim and on Rosh Chodesh as well. That's when Hayakoyanim Toikim Hatzoytzis and Levian said Shira. And this is very schwer to me, says the Chinuch. It appears that the Rambam learned that the mitzvah of Koyanim blowing trumpets is not daily, but rather it is special Moyedim, which is, by the way, the Pashto Sakro, the simple reading of the Pasik, you know, Chascha Moyedechem, etc. So the Rambam appears to hold there's no mitzvah every day, and that's very schwer because it's contradicted by the Sugya over here in Mesechta Tamid, as well as the Sugya in Mesechta Rosh Hashanah that the Chinuch alluded to before. The Mechas Chinuch, he discusses this Machloik and the Chinuch and the Rambam. Mechas Chinuch understands that the Rambam is going to get around the problem of our Mishnah and the Mishnah and the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah by learning that they are a mitzvah drabon. They say, so the Raisa is only like the Pshuta Shemikra, but the Pasuk the Kroh, the simple reading of the Pasuk indicates that the Raisa is only like it says in the Pasuk, we have some Chascham, Mayadecham, special days of Simcha and Moed, and to do it daily, that's only drabon, and therefore, it Taka mentioned by us and the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah as well, but that's a drabon, not a deraisa, and doesn't get counted in the mitzvah. This is the understanding of the Mechas Chinuch. However, we have on this a very different Havana than the Evan Ozel in Hilchos Tmidim Safim, who also has a shtickle, a piece, to understand how the Rambam is going to reconcile the Sugya over here and the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah. The Evan also writes that on the face of it we have a possible steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in one place in Tmidim Safim brings down our Mishnah that every single day they accompanying the Nesachim, they would have the Shnei Koyanim blowing in the Chatzoy Shroi, so it was done daily. On the other hand, we have the Aloha and Klei Amikdash Perek Gimel. There the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Koyanim blowing Chatzoy Shroi is only on Moyadim and Rosh Chodesh. So how are you going to get around this steerah in the Das HaRambam? Zot of them, the Evan also, that in fact he learns that the Rambam is both Dinim and the Rambam are Deraisa, and they are two Bazun. There is separate halachos and the halacha of Kain and blowing chatzoytzis. They're completely independent and they have a different application, a different way in which they apply. Zok to have an oath like this. Is that if you look in the sugya in Erich and Daf Yud Aleph, which is the Ikra sugya, which has psukim and derivations with the din of shira in the mikdash, so one of the sources that the Gemara quotes over there in the pasuk, and it says shira, it says Rav Ashi Omer Mehocha, Vayhi ke'echol amachatzim v'lamashayrim v'ashmiya koil echol. That's a pasuk in Divi Hayomim, where it speaks about the machatzirim, which is the people who are blowing the trumpets, and the Mishayrim singing the songs, and they had one harmonious voice, Hashmiya Kolecha. That's one pasuk that the Gemara quotes over there as a source of the Shira. Zokt of them, the Evan Ozel, that Gemara is Mavur, that there is a din of blowing the Chatzoytzis, which is the Chelek of the din Shira in the Mikdash. Now, it happens to be the blowing Chatzoytzis was always done by Kayanim, and this is something which we learn out of the pasuk, B'nai and HaKayanim used to go about Tzoytzis. Nonetheless, even though this was done by Kayanim, we're still part and parcel of the din of Shira in the Mikdash, and you see clearly that the Gemara is bringing this pasuk, the echad machatzim al sheirim, etc. First, the machatzim and sheirim is one din; it's put in the pasuk together, and the Gemara brings it together as well to tell you a source of the mitzvah of shir in the mikdash. There is, however, it says in the Evan Ozel, a completely independent halacha of blowing the trumpet, which is not a chelak of the mitzvah of shira, and that is the one that's outlined in the pasuk in Baloischa that we quoted. That it says, "V'yamsachaschem v'yadeichem rashi chatzeichem uskatan machatzoyis al esechem That's not the concept of shiru. We're not being b'shir, singing to the Rebbein Shalom. The special concept of blowing the chatzoitzus. And this, on that other halacha, which is not a din of shiru, the pasuk speaks about it as taking place. B'yoyim simchascham mayadecham, a special dinim of moyadim and rashi chatzeicham and rosh chodesh, and only then do you have this other halacha of blowing the trumpet, which is not associated with the mitzvah of shiru. Zokti evna ozol, and in fact, you would have a big enough gemina between these two mitzvahs of blowing the trumpet, the one that's a din shira and the one that's not a din in shira. That the one that's a din in shira zok there takes place b'shas the nisach hayayin, because that's a halacha that the Gemara always tells us, that the shira takes place there on the kabbonis, always takes place during nisach hayayin, because of the concept that the Chazal tell us that ain on shira el al hayayin. So therefore b'shas the nisach hayayin, that's when the Levim always sang the shira in the base of Mikdash, and zok the evna ozo, that's also likewise, that's when the kain will blow the chatzoitzos that were a kiyum of the din shira. That's why Zok the evna ozo in our Mishnah explicitly indicates that at the time of the nisach hayayin, nosnu yayin lenaseich, like the Mishnah explicitly indicates that we're talking about the wine that's being menaseich. So in that moment, the kohenim, the shnei kohenim, are standing on the shulchan halavim and they blow the chatzoitzos. That's the din zok there of the chatzoitzos. The blowing chatzoitzos was done by kohenim, like it says in the Mishnah, but nonetheless, it's a part and parcel of the mitzvah shira. Now geventlich, most of the shira, of course, is done by levim. It's like the mitzvah shira is a mitzvah in levim. But this chaylik of the mitzvah shira has a special gzeis hakosiv. The chatzoitz is part of it. As a gzeis hakosiv done by kohenim. Bnei Aaron hakohenim yisro b'chatzoitzos. So that's why our Mishnah, which is talking about the shira dikadin, this Mishnah therefore says that it's being done b'shas the nisach hayayim. And their din zokter is taka every day, just like the shira on the kabbonis is every day. So this chaylik of the mitzvah chatzoitzos, which is the shira dikah halacha of it, is done every day as well. However, zokter evna ozol, there is an independent halacha that's discussed in Rambam separately in Ilchas Klei HaMikdash, a different din which is not a din in Ilchas Shira. That's a special halacha which is in the pasuk in Parashas Bat Lo Yischa, that the b'yayim simchascham edechem rosh chodesh uskatam chatzoitzos aloy lo yaseichem, and zok to evna ozol that din of blowing the chatzoitzos that was not done during the nesachim, was done during the hakrovas ha'oilo, when the oilo itself is being offered, uskatam chatzoitzos aloy lo yaseichem v'al zivchei shalmeichem b'shas hakrovas ha'korban. That's when they would blow the chatzoitzos. So that other halacha, which is not a din of Hashira, that the Rambam understood the pasuk is kipshutai, that it's only b'yom son chaschem moyadechem, only b'yom moyed, and only in Rosh Chodesh, and that's the only time when you have that independent mitzvah of koin and blowing chatzoitzus, and therefore the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash only brings it down as a mitzvah on those special days of moyed and Rosh Chodesh. The Zok Tev, in other words, that you don't have, according to him, you don't have to come on to the Mechas Chinuch's answer that one of the dinim of the Rambam is a drabonon, and the din in our mission to blow chatzoitzus daily is a drabonon. It's no such a thing. The Evan Ozel understood that there's two independent mitzvahs of chatzoitzos. One is a chaluk of Hilchas Shira and it's done b'shas in the sochem, and that's done daily like you have in our Mishnah. It was done b'shas in the sochem at the time of the libation of the wine. It was done daily. And the other is an independent din to blow chatzoitzos when the korban is being offered, and that is a passing of Baloyich, not a din in Shira at all, and that din that was done only on the Moyed and only on the Rosh Chodesh. It's very good. And you should steal in the Rambam. The last mission in the Masechta, it says Hashir Shalavim Oyim Bemikdash. So the different shiras in the Mishnah identifies which Tehillims were sung by the Levim at the base of Mikdash to accompany the Talmid, and Bemirishin they used to say L'Shem Ratzon Malaya, etc., etc. And this is a familiar Mishnah which we know. There's a different akud to discuss in this Mishnah. Well, we only have time. We'll confine ourselves to discuss some Yesodiastic points about it. The first question is this shira that Levim would sing to accompany the Talmid, was it done in the morning or was it done boiker for Erev as well? Did you have it done once or twice? Now, the Torah in Erechaim Kuf Lamed Gimel brings down the name of Rav Amram Goin, that the Shir Shoyim B'Mikdash Ein Lo Ba'erev, that the Torah says that it brings from Rav Amram Goin that we do not say that we say it every day. We're going to discuss that. We'll discuss that coming up. The notion that Klal Yisrael says it every day, even that is no Churban HaMikdash, so we say it as well. And we say it, we'd only say it in the morning. As this year, we are Ein Lo Ba'erev, we don't say it in the Erev. Why? Shaloi Ha'Yisrael HaMikdash Ba'erev. There's Rav Amram Goin says, and it's quoted by the Torah, that they did not say it in the base of Mikdash in the Erev. It was not said in the Erev, it was only said in the morning, and therefore we only say it in the morning. Now, the Be'er Sheva over here writes, in a rather long shtickle at the end of the Masechta, the Be'er Sheva says that that he saw many people that they made a big mistake about this Torah, and they misread the Torah, and I'm going to be saying that Levim and the Beis Hamikdash only said the Shir by the Talmud Shel Shachar, and they did not say any Shir by the Talmud Shel Ben Harabayim. And the Be'er Sheva says it's a complete mistake, and he says, Mavur Befeirish in the Sugya near the end of Masechta Rosh Hashanah, black on white, that Avada of Avada, there was a Shir Ben Harabayim. In fact, there's a famous Gemara over there, that one time the Edom came late in the day in Rosh Hashanah, right before nightfall, and it's Skalkalol Levim Bashir, Levim made a mistake about the Shir, thus says that they would have said one Shir if it would be Choyl, and a different Shir if it would be Rosh Hashanah, but they didn't know which Shir, and then where it comes out of it, they ended up not saying a Shir, by the Bein Harabayim Tomid. At the end of the day, the Bein Harabayim Tomid, they ended up not saying the Shir, because the Edom was still not there at that time, the Edom showed up later on, so they ended up in a Skalkal, but not saying the Shir. So, it's blank on white in the Gemara, in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, says the Be'er Sheva, that Avada, there definitely, most definitely was a Shir in the Bein Harabayim, and it's a big mistake, what the Rambam, what many people mistakenly took out of the Tur B'Shem of Amram Goin, that there was only a Shir once a day. What was the Rav Amram Goin discussing? He was discussing whether there is Shir at the, whether we should be saying a Shir in the evening, Mamish nighttime. During the nighttime, the says we should accompany Tfilas Arvis, Mairiv with a Shir, and then the Rav Amram Goin is saying that you did not have any Shir at night in the Beis HaMikdash, nighttime, this, as opposed to Ben Abayim, which was done in the end of the afternoon. But the nighttime, there was no Shir in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we don't have any Shir by Mairiv. And in fact, that's the context of the Torah, Zok, that the Torah is actually over there in Kuf Lamed Gimel getting into a tangential discussion of Hilchos Mairiv, and he says over there that there was no, you don't accompany the Mairiv with the Shir Shoyen. Zok Tov Tem, the Be'er Sheva, that could work in the Torah, but the fact is the Beis Yosef brings an Urchas Chaim, that the Urchas Chaim, one of the Rishonim quoted by the Beis Yosef, says that the mincha loy ra'isi mi shomer hashirim. The mincha, I have not seen anybody be noheg to say the shir shayim. The atam lefish loy ha'im etzvasan el babayker. So the Urchas Chaim says clearly that by mincha nobody says the shirim because the mitzvah was only babayker. So that's befeirish black on white that the Urchas Chaim apparently understood and quoted by the Beis Yosef that the shir shayim was only said by Levim in the babayker and not in the afternoon. However, the Be'er Sheva says that it's a plea in this government. It's no way that anybody could say such a thing. He says that it's mochrat that there's a toy soifer in the Beis Yosef and the Urchas Chaim, and in fact, what it should say is that b'mayrev loy re'isi, na b'arvus loy re'isi mishayim rashirim, because the mitzvah is only b'boiker, and in fact, he's not getting into at all discussion of the afternoon. This reading is somewhat dochuk, because it says loy mitzvah is not b'boiker. However, the Be'er Sheva is adamant that there's a toy sefer over there, and it's impossible to learn kipshutoy that the shir, that it should be saying that there was no shir in the afternoon, because it's connected to more mufureshes in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. This is the Be'er Sheva. The Achrayim Matazach, according to this, it's a big question of the Achrayim to try to figure out why we don't say Shir Shayim in the Tfilas Mincha. We're saying that it's often a Gemara that they would say the Shir twice a day, Shir Shayim accompanied the Sachem of the Torah B'Tashach, Tosha Ben Abayim. So why Taka is there no Shir by Mincha? It's a big problem. There's some Shver Terutzim that are said on this which have problems with them. I'll just go through a couple of points. Chasam Sofer writes in the Masechta Beya, in the Chedushan Beya, that he says that in his opinion, although the Taka was a Shir in the morning, a Shir in the afternoon, but the afternoon one was not identical to the morning one, and the Mizmorim that I mentioned in our Mishnah were only said in the morning. So which Mizmorim was said in the afternoon? So that we have no Messiah on that. Gemara never gets into anywhere any discussion of which ones were said in the afternoon. The Meila, since we have no idea which Mizmorim was said in the afternoon, we only say the morning ones to accompany our morning Shachris. We don't say the afternoon ones because we have no Messiah and we don't know which Mizmorim they were. This is the opinion of Chazan Sofer. It's actually a number of Achrayim say the Feirish against him. The pre-show, right over there in Kuf Lamed Gimel, the pre-show bottom of the tour discusses this question already before the Chasam Sofer and says black on white that it was exactly the same shirim that was said in the morning and the afternoon. He says, first of all, it's impossible that the Gemara and the Mishnah wouldn't have mentioned if it was taka two different sets of mizmorim, two different shirims in the morning and afternoon. Why isn't anywhere in the Gemara doesn't get into tell us which shirim they were that was said in the afternoon? Besides, the Lashna Rambam Zok there is very clear in Hilchot Perek Vav, Chasmid Musafim, that the Rambam says the Rambam brings down the avoid in the morning, Talmud Shashachar, and he brings in the shirim that they said, like our Mishnah. And then the Rambam says that the afternoon had exactly the same as the morning, except for no Trumas Hadesha in the afternoon. Other than that, it's the same. So it's clear, says the Prisha, that one of the Nakudas Rambam mentioned in the morning was these Shirim that are mentioned in our Mishnah, and the Rambam says the afternoon is the same as the morning. So most Achrayim do not accept what it says in the Chasam Sofer that the Shirim in the afternoon were different from the morning, which again leaves the problem, it's a big problem, to understand why our practice is that we do not say the Shir Shoyim today, which apparently is a Zeicha to the Mikdash, Levim said to the Mikdash, why don't we say the Shishim B'mincha, just like by Shachris. The Binyan Shloima from Shloima HaKoyen Mivilna discusses this issue at length, and he mentions this kasha, why we don't say a Shishim B'mincha, and he says that this question is a simon, it's an indicator that Hishtikul Torah is correct, and that he said to explain to answer a different question, which is to answer the Minhag HaGro. Now you may be familiar with the Minhag HaGro. The Vilna Gaon had a system which and every Yom Tov do a special, and every day in every Yom Tov a special Mizmoirim of Tehillim that they had, instead of the regular Shir Shayoim of the Lashem Aratzim Aloya, the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday Shiras, the Gaon substitutes that with special Shiras of Yom Tov. And that's the Minhag HaGro. And that the Shlomo Kohen Mivilna brings down from his brother, there's a big plea on the Minhag of the Gaon. It's very clear this was the Minhag of the Gaon, there's clear edus to that, but he says a big plea because the Gaon should not have substituted the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday Shirim with the special Yom Tov Shirim, but rather he should have added it rather than substituting. Why? So that because in the Beis HaMikdash itself they didn't substitute. The Beis HaMikdash you always had that the Talmud Shoshacha was always accompanied even on Yom Tov with the regulars Lasheret Samaloya, the Shoshim Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then B'Shas the Musaf they would have the special Shirim of the Yom Tov. So they didn't substitute one for the other, they just added. So why in the world does the Minhag HaGra have this thing that you eliminate the regular Shir Shayim of Lasheret Samaloya, etc., by Yom Tov and only for the Yom Tov? And he considers it to be a very, very big problem with the Minhag HaGra. So on this, the B'Shleim HaKoyim Mivilna is Meirich to explain that in his opinion, he thinks the Hezbrin, this whole Indian is, that although we do find in Chazal, the Gemara tells us that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you don't have any Hektaras Kabbonis, so you say the Parshas Kabbonis that's Maila and the Aleim as if they were Hikriv the Kabbonis. And that's a notion of Chazal say that in Shama Porins Faseinu, in other words, that they're reciting the Parshas of the Kabbonis is like offering the Kabbonis, and it's a Kapora. The Binyan Shlomo argues that this is not a plot of Shirim. He says the Shir Shal Yoim of the Mikdash was not a Kapora, it was an independent intermeshir, a Shir during the Korban, and therefore there's no Din of Shama Porins Faseinu, and our practice that we do today, that we say every day, Yom Yom Rishin, Shabbos, Shabbos, Oyez, Veis, HaMikdash, etc., is not else, Neshama Porins Faseinu, but rather it is an independent concept of, based on a Pasuk, Gemara, Mesechta, Sanhedrin, Kofalov, Kolakoyre, Pasuk, Bezman, Maybe Toiv, Lo Oilam, Shenemar, Dovor, Beitoy, Matoiv. In other words, that the person should say the Psukim from Tanakh, which are appropriate for the Mahus, for the identity of that day. And every day you should say Psukim of Shevach, Tashem, put the identity of that day. Grada, in the Shas HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, they subsumed into that the idea of saying those psukim that are identified with the day, those tishbochos identified with the day, they would say them as part of the shira. But when there is no Beis HaMikdash zok there, and we say these psukim, Hayom Rishon b'Shabbos, Sheni b'Shabbos, Shlishi b'Shabbos, so that we're not saying it because we're a substitute for the Beis HaMikdash, we're saying it because it's intrinsically appropriate to say those tishbochos that are shayach to the day, al kiri posik b'zmanoi, mevi toiv l'oilam. He says, even though we say Shaboy Hoyom Avim Beis HaMikdash, that's just bringing out the chashivas of the mid, that Levium even said this mizmah in the Beis HaMikdash, but there's an intrinsic concept of saying it als dover beitoy matoiv to say the shboch is able to the shayach to the yom. And Mele says since that's the only reason that we say it, that explains the minhag hagra that when it comes to yontif and there's some special identity of the day and you want to make the dover beitoy matoiv by speaking of a kapitel in Tilim that shayach to the identity of that particular yontif. So the Seder, so you say that kapitel and you substitute that for the kapitel of the shir shayoyim. We're anyhow not doing what Levium did in the Mikdash, and we're not attempting to do that. We're not fulfilling the Shira of the Leviyim, some sort of a Tashlumim for that by saying it in ourselves. We're not Leviyim, we're not saying the Shira in the Mikdash. And we don't have any Shal Porns for Seinu. So in the Mikdash, they talk ahead independent Shirim by Thomas Shoshachar, Thomas Shabin Abayim. Now, Shenking for us, Doctor, we do once a day, because by us it's Genug once a day. And we say the once a day capital, and according to the Minyan Gangro, if it's Yontif, you substitute the once a day capital of the Sheretz Maloyer, etc., with a special one for the Yontif. And that explains, Doctor, why our practice is that we don't say a Shir Shayim B'Mincha. Because, in fact, we're not trying to do it Leviyim. Did it the Mikdash. They did it twice a day. We don't do twice a day. And all we're doing, Zok, there, based on this Shtikotar and the Goin, all we're doing is Mimekayim, the Inyan of Dovah Be'ita Matoiv, the idea of being a Shabech, the Ebishter, once a day, Chodsh, with a Shevach, with a praise, which is identified with the Mahos, the identity of that Yoin. Interestingly, I saw that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein in the Chashuke Chemed argues it could be a nafgemina in the Shtikotar regarding a person who, for some reason, forgot to say Shishim by Shachris and remembers by Moshe, by Mincha. So you forgot. You didn't say Shishim b'Shachris. Should you say it b'Mincha and consider the replacement for Shachris? So Zokta according to the Binyan Shloim, 100%. You're saying once a day a Shevach that's negated to the Yom. If you didn't say it b'Shachris, 100%. So definitely you should say it b'Mincha. It's a kim of the once a day concept of a Shabeach to Ebishter. Mashenking Zokta according to the Chasson Sofer and others who learned similar to him that in fact we don't need, according to Chasson Sofer, the Shir of the Bein HaBayim didn't even have this identity and it wasn't, they didn't say L'Shem Ratzim Aloya or God L'Shem Ulam or Moed, there was different shirim that we don't know what they are. Says that according to the Sefer, it's arguable that there will be no Tashlumin because you're holding now in the time of the day that does not have these kapitlach said in the Mikdash. Something also said, which we don't know what it is. Mela, perhaps according to the Sefer, there will be no Tashlumin, a person who missed the Shishi and Bashachris, no concept of replacing that in the afternoon. One last Indian here, the Be'er Sheva at the end of the Masechta writes, he says, if you look at the Mishnayos here, you see that right before the last mission in the Masechta, it concludes the Seder of the Avoida, which it went through the day by day Avoida that was done step by step, and it says, Zeu Seder Atomid La Avoidas Basil Keinu, Yirat Soin Shi Yibonab and Meher of Yemenu Omein. That's the language of the Mishnah, that's the Seder Atomid, and we hope it will be rebuilt. Meher of Yemenu will come back to Seder Avoida, and then after that, the last Mishnah is, Shir Shalim Oyem Vesa Mikdash, Parishan Dei Seder Shamar Tzimaloya, etc. So the Be'er Sheva writes on that, that Kol Yomai Tamati, that all of my days I wondered, I was astounded by this thing, why in the world it first says, Zeh Seder Atomid La Avoidas, etc., and then after being finishing the conclusion, so to speak, concluding a lot of the Masechta, then it says, Shir Shalim Oyem Oyem. So like that, why in the world we should have waited to say the concluding line until after the Shir Shalim, and then after that says, Zeh Seder Atomid La Avoidas, basically Kainu, because the Shir Shalim was part of the apartment parcel of the Avoida. It's put together with the Nesachim. Levidim Vim would say Shira. That's connected with the Avoida. It's part of the Seder Avoida Sayoim. And he says it's clear that it's a Din Gomer that you have to say Shira. He refutes and slogs up the notion that maybe it's just the Mitzvah Mufchar Bialma. He says it's Rayas, that it's absolutely clear that there's Mamash Adin to say the Shir Meikra Adin. So therefore, we spoke before. In other words, like he brings that there was Kalkal Bashir on the one day in Rosh Hashanah. They didn't say Shir, it was considered a big Kalkal. So it's clear that it's a Din Gomer. It accompanies the Avoida. And why in the world does the Mishnah say the Zeh Seder Avodas Atomid before this Mishnah, seeming to imply that this Mishnah is not part of that Seder Avodas Atomid? And the Be'er Sheva says on that, he concludes by saying that after he slogs up his suggestions that he has on that, he says, Yefla hafli b'kush yazu haflo afela v'tzorach nagar ubar nagar diafarkine. They had to mispali on this kasha haflo afela, the astonishing thing, and he's a carpenter, and the son of a carpenter, it's an expression, diafarkine, that should enter this very, very strong kasha. The Achrayim suggest different rutsim to this kasha. It is hard to find the Gesunte Teretz. Each one has its own problems. I wanted to mention over here one Nakuda that the Chasam Sofer writes that in his opinion the answer to the Kasha is that these Shirim are going to be Shtanel Osad Lovoid. They'll say that even though there will definitely be a Din Shiril Osad Lovoid to accompany the Kobonis, there'll be different Shirim. Maybe there'll be more the Hoibin Shirim, more lofty Shirim to represent the Madrega of Osad Lovoid. But there won't be the same Shirim. And maybe the Chasam Sofer says that that's why the Mishnah says in the end of the previous Mishnah that they the Tomel of Space Lakenu, he wrote and she one of them here of Imenu Amen is we're hoping it's going to be rebuilt and done the same way. So there, these, the Shirim and our Mishnah, they're not going to be done the same way. We'll have different Shirim we're going to say. So maybe that's why we exclude this Mishnah from that title, from that expression of Yeratzen Shibona, and that's what this mission is at the end of the Masechta after the Yeratzen Shibona, because these are not the same Shirim we'll say La'osid Lovay. And Zokter, he believes the basis for this, in the base Yosef for Rechaim Nun Allah, Peshem the Urchas Chaim, that Kol HaShirim Yisbat La'osid Lovay, Chorz Mishir the Carbon Toyda, which is Mizm L'Soyda. In other words, the Shirim we bought La'osid Lovay, except for the Shir of Carbon Toyda. So Zokter Chazan Seifi, you see that I'm right, you see a mocker for this, not Musig, that the Shirim that we have today, that we said in the Mikdash, are not going to be La'osid Lovay, except for the Korban Toyda, there's going to be other more Dehoivin Ashirim, other Shirim that are going to be said, not the ones that we say today. That's the Chasam Sofer. I just wanted to point out there's actually a big problem with the Chasam Sofer, because it's actually well known that the mocker for that Beis Yosef or Chaim, B'Shem the Orchas Chaim, is a Medrash Tanchuma. And if you look at the Medrash Tanchuma, you right away see there's a problem with the Chasam Sofer. The Tanchuma over there says that, the Medrash says over there, in Tanchuma and Emor, that La'osid Lovoy, Kol HaKabonos Kulam B'Teilim V'Karben Toyda in a Bat La'olam, all the Kabonos are Bat La'osid Lovoy, and Kol HaHoidoyo is B'Teilim La'osid Lovoy. So the Medrash puts together two things. One is that all karbonos will be bottle, lasid lavoi, and the other is that all hoidoyos, which is shirim and hoidoyos, praises and thanks to the Eibishter, they'll be bottle lasid lavoi as well, and except for carbon toidos or napa bottle oil. You have together these two things. Now, if you learn kepshuta, that means that Mashiach comes right away, we're going to, this Medrash will be fulfilled. You have an enormous tamiya because it's going to come out that there won't be any karbonos when Mashiach comes either. And then the Chasam Sofer, even if it would be possible to say that, which is impossible, even if it would be possible, Although the sefer wouldn't work out, because why are we saying that we want the whole avodah zatamid to incorporate this notion of yirotzen shibana the heavy menu? But presumably the whole avodah will apply lasid lavoi, but the shirim they're not going to apply the lavoi. If you're coming from this musik of Chazal, the shirim are bottle except for toida. So to the kabbanis are bottle from chutzmi toida as well. So what's the difference in the kabbanis and the shirim? There's no makom for a distinction if you're coming from this medish. And the truth is, and I actually spoke about this in the Shas Illuminated Shirim years ago, in the Shirim I said on Mesech Tishkolim, that the truth is, there is a Leshem, in the Leshem Shoev Achlom, in the Shari Leshem, it's brought down, that he is very Mayrich on this Medish, and other Medrashim that say similar to this. And in a nutshell, B'kitz and Nimritz, the Leshem is Machriach, that there's different Kufas within La'asad Lava Gufa. In other words, it's not one uniform La'asad Lava, uniform Moise Mashiach, but rather it goes, Madrega L'Madrega, and he's Machlid over there with different Rayas, that Avada, the immediate Tkufa following the coming of the Mashiach, where one will have any of these, this bottle and that bottle, nothing will be bottled then, the Kabbanos will be bottled, everything will be Meskayim. And he says that this, we speak of Kabbanos bottle, Asad Lovay, and all the different in Yonam and the Medish, where Bittl Asad Lovay refer to a later on Shlav in Yemois Mashiach, when after the Teva becomes bottle, or the Teva that we're familiar with becomes bottle, and after that we have different elements of Avodas Hashem that are Nishtana as well. So if you accept what the Leshem says, there's going to be a problem. And it says, in other words, the Hainu, that if that's true, so just like the Kabbanos are not bottle Mashiach comes, so the Shirim won't be bottle either, because the Medish puts them together, and this whole musig that Hosefa speaks of, that there will be a bittul of the shirim and changes to other shirim, is really not again a spetetika tkufa for a later time, which is not being discussed in this Mishnah. Akapana, we should be zoichet, the conclusion of Mesech Tomid and the Daf HaYoimi, should be zoichet, like the conclusion of the fulfillment of what the Mishnah says over here, as they say the Dhamma Lavadis of Ethelikani, like we were zoichet to learn it, he wrote in Shibana, the Heir of Imenu, Omen, we should be zoichet to actually have it fulfilled, and actually fulfilled, and to see it in Miskayim, Begoloy, and Bepoyel, with the building of the base of Mikdash La'osid Lavadis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.